Okay, so I chose this because I thought, you know, let's start the year off. You know, everyone talks about the Lord's Prayer being the model prayer. And it is, no doubt, if Jesus prayed it. I mean, you know. But this prayer here is, I think, one of the very most important prayers in our administration of the church, because for me at least, it raises my vision of how I can pray and what I can pray for. And unfortunately, I hear some people say, yeah, but that was the apostles, you know, they're different. No, they're not. They have nothing different than we have, other than the blessing that they actually got to be with the Lord directly. But they don't have any more authority, any more power, any more anything than we do, because we have Holy Spirit just like they did, right? So if they could pray this way, we can pray this way. And besides, it wasn't just the apostles that were praying. Okay? So that's the other thing that I think people don't think about. But the background of this one is that the apostles, if you remember, Peter and John in chapter 3 of the book of Acts, they healed the man that was lame. He couldn't walk. He'd been lame for his whole life. And Peter and John healed him. And it caused a major commotion. And the leaders of the church, instead of rejoicing about that, and it's hard to believe. Oh, no, it didn't. Thank you. Thank you. They were so concerned about, you know, losing their membership roles because this new group out there was going to mess them up, because they were healing people. And these guys weren't healing anybody, you know. And so they threatened the apostles, said, you can't teach in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. And they said, well, we are going to obey God rather than you. And of course, that got them in trouble. So they went back to their home, their company, you know, the rest of the believers, and they prayed. And this is the prayer. I'm going to go ahead and keep reading. You go ahead and start eating.
Okay, go ahead. I'm following this up.
And it says, and when they heard that, and they heard what I just talked about, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. So they're all kind of in agreement on this, right? And said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Now, that's interesting that they pray like that, you know, because God knows who he is, right? But they're reminding themselves. They're praising God, and they're just reminding themselves, hey, God, you know, you got all this, man. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage? So David prophesied, and the people imagined vain things. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. So the Lord in that verse means God, and Christ means Jesus Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom that thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel. That pretty well covers it all. Everybody was against him. They were all gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. In other words, God knew what had to be done in order for Jesus to fulfill what he fulfilled. And these guys went off and did it. They all got together and did it. They crucified Jesus Christ, had a big party. The devil thought he had won. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Say, hey, God, you see what they're threatening us. You know, we're trying to do your will and they're threatening us. And this is the part that I love, because this is where you get your vision raised. It says, grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And now they're even going to tell them how to do it. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, I pretty well think I do know. When you start seeing miracles and things like that, especially if we really start seeing them in you know, greater measure, I think it really builds your confidence to speak about God, because you're seeing what he's doing. And people may say anything they want to say, but you can say, well, fine, say whatever you want. But all I know is I just saw this person get healed, or that person, or I got healed, or, you know, whatever. It says, and when they had prayed, this is kind of cool, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. I think that's literal. Could you imagine you're sitting there in your church or sitting here, and all of a sudden, you know, things start moving and shaking. I mean, like an earthquake. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit, you know. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And if you read in other places in Acts, you see that their prayer was answered in terms of God stretching forth his hand to heal. Because even in Acts chapter 5, I believe it is, it says that people were literally just bringing sick people out into the streets on cots and, beds, portable beds, that at the very least the shadow of Peter passing by could heal them. Their faith was so high, and God was moving in such a great way, that literally just Peter passing by and somebody's over there lying on their cot, and next thing you know, they're up and running. Now that was reality. You know, we always got to remind ourselves when we read this stuff, it's reality. It's not a storybook, a fairy tale. It's the real deal. So I think, for me at least, this is a good way to start our year, is to think about praying with expectation and praying higher than ourselves. You know, praying for things that we couldn't possibly do without God, but yet knowing that God wants to do it with us and for us, and just expect to see just amazing things as we move on. That's it for this one.